This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Bacher. It all began with Beethoven. When that symphony cycle was complete, Finnish conductor Osmo Venska forged a new cycle of critically acclaimed Sibelius symphonies. The second recording in that series earned Osmo Venska and the Minnesota Orchestra a Grammy Award in 2014 for Best Orchestral Performance. Music director Osmo Venska says these two earlier recording projects helped to set the stage for their latest endeavor, a complete cycle of symphony recordings by the late great romantic Gustav Mahler.
During the process of Beethoven symphonies, we started to play better and better Beethoven, the same with Sibelius. There has been some foundation for the Mahler, and we try to build for it and to make such kind of Mahler tradition.
The Minnesota Orchestra's Mahler tradition begins with his Symphony No. 5 in C-sharp minor. The seed that started this five-movement work was just a single movement, a scherzo composed in 1901. The woodwinds and strings are showcased throughout this movement. However, Osmo says it's the principal horn that really gets a chance to shine.
He wrote a solo part for the principal horn. It's just interesting to see one moment where the horn is playing a big solo, and I'm very happy how Mike Gast did that piece. I'm sure that it's a big challenge.
The beautiful Adagietto, which follows the scherzo, is probably the composer's most familiar piece. It's a tender love letter, written while Mahler was enjoying professional success as a conductor in Vienna. That's also when he met, married, and had a child with Alma Schindler.
Well, it's a love song to Alma Mahler, his wife. And it's a beautiful love song. I think that you are barely breathing. The music is very soft and very slow, and then we try to keep it alive as he wrote.
It takes about 75 minutes to perform Mahler's Symphony No. 5 in its entirety. Osmo says it does take its toll on the lips of the brass and woodwind players and the fingers of the string players. In the end, though, the reward is worth it.
There are people who would like to do marathons, and I'm sure that there are other people who are thinking, why do you do marathons? Well, yes, there are reasons for this and that. If the music is good enough, you are ready to even suffer because of that.
Gustav Mahler once said, "Whoever listens to my music intelligently will see my life transparently revealed. Death is there, of course, and suffering." His works also reflect the beauty he saw around him. Osmo Venska says for many, this all-inclusive approach is either loved or not.
There are people who believe that they are perfect pieces of art. There are people who believe something else. That's a question about personal taste.
Osmo Venska and the Minnesota Orchestra forging a new trail with another big recording cycle celebrating the symphonies of Gustav Mahler. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Bacher.